Welcome to the Underrepresented in Tech podcast, where we talk about issues in underrepresentation and have difficult conversations. Underrepresented in Tech is a free database with the goal of helping people find new opportunities in WordPress and tech. Hello, Sama.
Hello, Michelle.
It's been a crazy autumn into winter, so we haven't recorded as often as we would like, but I don't know about you. I'm turning over a new leaf. In the new year, my resolution is to actually find a time that works better than 8 a.m. on a Monday morning for me and do this on a weekly basis. Of course, there are weeks that we just have to roll with and that things happen, but we will be more regular in the new year for sure.
Yeah, the same. Yeah, me. As I told you before, this is one of the things give me joy. So I would love to do it tomorrow. And yes, I agree. Monday is also crazy for me. So
we'll find a new day.
Another day.
Yeah, yes, and then life will be better after next. We do have a guest next week, who is supposed to be here this week. We're going to be meeting with some women from Bosnia Herzegovina, talking about the Balkan area and what it's like for women in tech in that area. They were going to be with us today. Unfortunately, an illness postponed that for a week. So hopefully, they will be able to join us next week. And then after that, we will be off for the week between Christmas and New Year. We'll come back in the new year. Hopefully, if you're listening to this, you don't care what time we record, but we do. So we will find a new day, which will make us a little more regular and being able to do that. But we did find a topic that we've been kicking around for a couple weeks now. And as you just said before we started recording, it's a really timely topic too, because we wanted to talk a little bit about what it's like for people, for women, for people of color, for people of a certain age, to be promoted within their company. Yeah. And the research shows what, Sama?
Okay, the first article is from Forbes. It's the minority women really are least likely to be promoted in the corporate America today. This article highlights systemic barriers that minority women face in corporate America, showing that our statistically, oh my God, my English is so
bad.
That's
not a good word. That's a hard word to say.
No, sometimes they're enough. Okay, let's go back to the series. Showing that some numbers that are least likely group to be promoted. Despite strong performance, high ambitions, women of color often overlooked due to bias, lack of sponsorship, and inclusion from informal networks. Where advancement decisions are made, the piece emphasized that the issue is not a pipeline problem, but more a structural one. And also, of course, after the new, let's say, administration, the United States and the DEI, also all of this. So these numbers are going more and higher and higher. This article is really important because also I remember you and I at the beginning of the year, we talked about the self-advocacy, and also we talk about a lot of that women coming from under, let's say, from different culture or from different environment, or women of color, that we always have so difficult for to advocate for ourselves. Like, yes, I deserve that job. Yes, I need it. We all women, whatever our color, shape, or ethnicity, we always have this poster syndrome. You know, we need to fight it at the beginning of our career. But specifically for women in color and women, let's say, from different ethnicity, when they move to live in the United States and Europe, they have it more that we need to accept whatever and then try to promote ourselves for our bosses or the leader or the decision making. It's become more and more difficult. And imagine with this combination of, but it's not also we have an issue to advocate for self, but still, it's very difficult system to beat. Like if it's already decided from the people above, we are on the last of the list to be get promoted. We are on the last to get hired or to get noticed, or we need to work 500% more than any other different ethnicity so that we can be noticed. So yeah.
One of the things that I had read, and I don't, at some point in time, so I don't have anything to in front of me to quote, was that, you know, not only is it difficult for women because men often hold the seats in position of power, but that even women who hold positions of power sometimes feel threatened by promoting other women because they feel like there's only room for one woman in this boys' club that's usually at the top of an organization. And if they bring another woman in, it might mean that that they get ousted for the younger or the whiter or the whatever, right? And so that instead of women advocating for women, sometimes women gatekeep other women from climbing the ranks because of that, because they worry about their own roles. And obviously that's not something you and I do, because we are always
Yeah.
promoting people and wanting to see more people succeed and more women and more people of color, underrepresented groups. But it's sad to me that that would be the case. It's already hard enough for us in a male-dominated industry than for other women to also gatekeep us out. So I just wanted to kind of throw that in there as well.
Yeah, I remember once you said, I think one of our episodes, I remember you said something really nice that women, when they go up in the ladder, they should give their hand
Yes.
to pull up other women's. And I agree sometimes, like also we need to push the women's to go up, and also when we go up, we need to give our hands to pull other
Yes.
women up. The second article, it's also the multi-generational workforce has a Gen X being overlooked at workplace. It's not only like I know it's funny, it's a tragedy, it's laughable. Like, it's not only if you're like a woman, it's also with the age difference and also with your ethnicity added a lot of more difficulties. This article is explore the often overlooked role of Generation X in today's workforce. Position between millennial and baby boomer, Gen X employees are highly experienced, adaptable, and pragmatic. But however, they are frequently excluded from leadership development, conversation, and future-focused initiatives. This article is really amazing, but also it also argues that organizations risk losing essential knowledge and stability by failing to actively engage and invest in Gen X talent. The thing is also now, because everything is now AI, as you know, everyone is AI, AI, AI. And I think couple of episodes we talk about that AI will cancel 93 million jobs around the world until 2030, but it will open 140 million jobs. So at the end,
Right.
we will gain extra 50 million job. The only thing is, like, I feel like all of the focus now is going to go on millennial or Gen Alpha or Gen Beta. I don't know what, I'm really bad in
Yeah,
their names, you know.
I know.
Some with
Younger
Gens,
generations.
younger generations under 30s.
Yeah.
So yeah, and that's why it is Gen X is like putting on the side. Yeah, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so I am Gen X, right? I'm 57 years old. Excuse me. And I worry about that too, right? So it's like people see somebody in their 50s and think, oh, they're aging out. Why would I invest money in somebody that's going to retire soon? When the truth of the matter is, most of us have grown up in a period where our parents don't have much to give us. We're not retiring on generational wealth. Most of us will have to work at least into our late 60s, if not into our 70s. We have incredible institutional knowledge. We have incredible adaptability, as you said. And the fact that, I'm 57, I could work another 10 or 15 years in this industry. When you hire somebody who's, Gen Z or Alpha or Beta or whoever the younger generation is, they're usually looking to hop from one job to the next for upward mobility. Whereas you hire somebody like me, I'm likely to stay if you treat me well, and I have the salary that allows me to continue to have, to be able to earn the income that I need to survive. So it seems like a better investment, actually, to invest in somebody like me who's adaptable and willing to learn AI and all of the things. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you offline, I'm about to take a class, and I'll share with that an another day, that will make me even more valuable to employers in the future or to contract work. But yes, I think that overlooking Gen X is a mistake, absolutely. And I don't just say that because I am Gen X, although I am for sure.
No, but also I think also the DEI, of course we are, it's very when you bring diversity from underrepresented, like I think one of the things is always overlooked or come down to the list is the age, like
Yes,
all the time, the
absolutely.
religion, the sex, the orientation, where you are from, it's always climb on the top, and also the disabilities, but also the age all of the time at the end, because I think that is a lot of companies should be having more age inclusive promotional strategy, and I think that that is something that's really important. We should also, in our sector, let's say, where we're working in IT and whatever, all the time they go for young generation, their 20s and 30s, because at the 40s and 50 we consider oldies, grandpas or grandmas, because then
Yeah.
they and that is not acceptable, because we have the experience. We have the skills, we have the educational, and I think that's something a lot of companies should revisit in their strategy.
Agreed, absolutely.
Yeah. But also, it's so funny that those topics you find a lot of articles, and it's funny. I don't want to say it's funny. Like me, I'm laughing when it's I'm not happy, but
Yeah, it's
it's weird.
interesting.
There's a lot. Yeah, it's very interesting. There's a lot of how can I say, a lot of articles talking about those specification, and also especially for Gen X, or let's say older workers are overlooked for promotion. The third article is Gen X overlooked for job promotions, and this amazing article shows a lot of data about they did a lot of studies to show that. And let's say mainly this article focused on how older workers continue to be passed over promotional despite experience, strong performance. Employers often prioritize potential over proven results. And also, this article criticized how DEI offered sometimes neglect age inclusion, and was that excluding older workers undermines diversity goals and weakness organization resilience. Because I remember we talked, I think more than 100 times, how important the diversity at work and how we should look at it from all of the angles. Because I know where your ethnicity, your religion, your sex orientation, your disability, of course, we can't spend the next 15 minutes talking about how you can add diversity to a team or a company itself, but also age should be also our focus. It's not like I don't believe we should rank them to the important, least important. All of them, in my belief, they are important. A lot of companies should focus more on it. Yeah.
I think one of the things that we don't do well as far as promotion, asking for raises, those kinds of things, as women, especially of a certain age, say Gen X and even whatever's after Gen X, Gen Y, Gen whatever, millennial, I don't know.
I can't think of Gen X, millennium. I'm really bad. I'm gonna search it while you
It's
were talking.
okay. Is that, I was taught as a woman, and I've mentioned this before, that I take what's given to me as opposed to advocate for what I want and need. That is how I grew up, right? Is that I should not be a loud voice. I should not be somebody who says I want. I should be somebody who takes what they're given and they're grateful for it. I even mentioned that my high school guidance counselor didn't think I should go to college, even though I graduated in the top 20% of a class of over 300 people. And so, actually top 10% and over 300 people. And so it doesn't make sense to me that we don't self-advocate, except that we were taught that, right? And to be grateful for what we have. But you and I did an episode, I was just looking it up, September 13th of 2024. I can't believe it was that long ago. Empower Your Voice, The Art of Self-Advocacy with Shelvie Waklu. And we can include the link in the show notes as well. But it was talking about how self-advocacy is what you absolutely need to be able to break through professional barriers, especially in underrepresented communities and fields like tech, right? And so Shelvie actually wrote a book called Self-Advocacy and has spoken all over, including Fortune 500 events, et cetera. And so we need to do better at self-advocacy and asking for and giving, providing, not just asking, but providing examples of why we are deserving of the things that we ask for. It's not just a, excuse me, sir, I'd like some more Oliver Twist with a porridge bowl, right? It's more like, look at all I accomplished this year. I deserve the same as other people, or even better. And so
Exactly.
self-advocacy, it's not easy. It is not easy to to do those kinds of things if you are of a certain age or you were raised a certain way, or that's just kind of your culture, your belief system. But it's so important.
I remember that podcast because Shelby, I read her book, The Self-Advocacy, and it helped me a lot. I remember, I think I said it to her because I was really, you know, sometimes you promote yourself, but where I grew up and coming from, like this consider ego, then we should not do it a lot. And it's especially for us women because we have, if there's a 10 task to apply for a job, we have to tick 10 out of 10. We have to be like really good at it. While men like, oh, I know how to use computer. Let me apply for this job. And that is something like we are trying like to promote ourselves more, of course, because also when we ask, you feel like asking, can I have it? Like, no, I deserve it. I work hard. Those is the numbers I get. That promotion should be mine. And while I think sometimes you say like, oh, can I ask for salary raise? And that's also sometimes cultural behavior where we grow up, or it's so difficult. And also, you can see there's even for now not a lot of women in workforces all around the world. It's not only specific in the States or in Europe. Their women numbers are lower than before. Than ever. So I think that is also sometimes the women like, okay, I don't want to put myself under a telescope because I'm scared to getting fired, and also everything, all of the changing around the world. There's difficulties to get a job. So a lot of factors sometimes like, yeah, let's stay in our safe corner. But yeah, I think we should do more self-advocacy for ourselves. Yeah. We will link it to in the bio for sure. It was really good one. Yeah. I think that's it. Oh no, there's one extra article.
One more. Okay. I did a lot of article searching for you for this one.
Yes, you're an amazing one. For me, I just like you just send me five or six articles, and then I said like, okay, this is heaven, you know, let's go for that. I think the last one is talking about performance bias against women of color in management. This article explores how women of color face bias when stepping onto management roles for the first time. Mistakes are judged more harshly, feedback is often vague or subjective, and expectations are not realistic. The piece highlights how biased performance evaluation can make the leadership, or let's say the future of those women of color in the management, so difficult. And most of them are also, that is, not encouraging other women, or they also at the same time for early quitting and moving to other companies. It is really interesting article because like it's sometimes you think that we women, all of us face a bias, but women of color, that they have double it or the extra or the number for it, which is really shocking truth, to be
And
honest.
that goes along really, I don't want to say really well in like a positive way, that coincides, or whatever the right word is, with Equal Pay Day, because Equal Pay Day is something that happens every year, and that's where women. And I use quotation marks because we're not all the same women, right? Have equal pay. How far a woman has to work into the next year to equal the pay of the man doing the same job the year prior. So, for example, I'm not finding the one for I searched up by ethnicity, so it's just not showing me white women. But equal pay day for all over for 2025 was March 25th, which meant that women needed to work. And so I think it was like 78 cents or 81 cents that for every dollar that a man earns, a woman earns. But for Black women, it's only 66 cents for every dollar. Latina women, 58 cents, and Native American women, 58 cents or less. And so, Asia, as opposed to Asian American, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander are actually closer to the average than some of our other ethnicities, our sisters of other ethnicities. So I think when you're looking at the fact that women of color are more often overlooked for promotions, it really does collate, that's the word I was looking for, with with Equal Pay Day as well. So we need to do better. We just, in general, as a, as an industry, we need to do better, not only at paying people equal pay, but also evaluating people for the promotions equally and not assuming that people of color and that women, especially of color, produce less or do, you know, worse work or are just willing to accept less. We need to do better.
Yeah, and it's for me, I did a quick search because like the countries would have the largest gender gaps. I was shocked, to be honest, that United States is not on the top of the list, maybe, which is South Korea 30 to 32, Japan, then Estonia, Latvia, Switzerland, Germany, Austria, Czech Republic, and then United States is under it. I agree with you. We should do more. Like, I don't know why we're still arguing the salary gap between and the gender gap, because I know, I think Iceland is one of the best countries, and Belgium is the salary gap less than 1% between man and woman. But I think that should not be that anymore, because we're doing the same job. Why are we getting paid
Right.
less? A lot of women
Exactly.
are the winners of the family, or maybe she's just a single mom living by herself. It's no excuse that
Yeah.
she gets paid less.
It's the job is the job, regardless of the background of the person. So, absolutely. Well, as we said, let's do better. If you have stories, we want to hear them. Please feel free to reach out to us. Next week, we're going to talk about women in the Balkans. Why am I struggling with English language, with just language in general today? And
The same.
I know, right? It's like, oh my goodness.
I could not say statistic, like it could not come out from my mouth.
So there's a woman that reached out to me. I recently won an award, a Speaker of the Year
Yes,
for Women
congrats.
Tech. Thank you, Women Tech Global. And what was interesting is so a woman reached out to me and said, I'd like to be on your podcast. And her name is, I'm probably not going to say her name right, Dragana Babic. And she is from Bosnia. And she said, I would love to have you tell, help me tell the story of women in her area about what they face and the issues that they face and the challenges that they have to overcome to be women in tech. And I was like, of course. And she said, you probably don't know me, but we all know you. And I was like, oh, she's not even in WordPress. I'm a Gen X, you know. Anyway, she wants to bring somebody with her and talk about it. And she sent us some articles, so we'll have some articles to read and be able to talk to her. Unfortunately, as I said, she was ill today, but look forward to speaking with her hopefully next week, if not in the new year for sure. Next week is our last podcast of the year. And then, of course, we'll be back in 2026. If you have ideas of things that you want us to talk about, please reach out to us individually on th or in, you know, on any of our channels that we have here through our website, et cetera. We want to hear from you. So thank you, Sama. This was great.
Thank you, and see you next week. See you
I will
next
see
week.
you next week.
Next
Maybe,
week.
oh, it actually will be at 8 a.m. next week because that's the time that we have Dragana joining us. But in the new year, I will be more refreshed and have had my coffee by the time that we meet. I promise. Until then, bye. If you're interested in using our database, joining us as a guest for an episode, or just want to say hi, go to underrepresentedintech.com. See you next week.